Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, today's wisdom moment comes from Proverbs 24, 15 through 16. Proverbs 24, 15 through 16. It reads, "Do not lie in wait like an outlaw against a righteous man's house. Do not raid his dwelling place. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down by calamity." See, there's a difference between falling and being brought down by calamity. Quite often, they see believers that are love God, but they fall. They fall to a sin. They fall into something. I like what T.D. Jakes says. You haven't seen me fall in public. Publicly, I've already fallen privately. We've all sinned. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that. Mm-hmm. But calamity is totally different. Paul speaks of this reality of the battle that exists between our desires and our abilities in Romans chapter 17, the sin nature and our godly spirit nature that's inside of us. He says that the things that we want to do, that he wanted to do, he finds out that each time he goes to make these great plans, he's reminded of the sin nature that's within him as it begins to wage war against the law of his mind. He says that because of his sin nature, though he makes good godly plans, and as a righteous man, at any moment, outside the grace and the empowerment that comes from God through Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross of Christ, he can fall to sin. Christians are not sinless. They're forgiven. There's a big difference. Paul goes on to say, though, "The things that I do not want to do. For that is the difference between a righteous man who receives the gift of righteousness by grace and the wicked man." You see, he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it. And if for a moment he did, he realized he didn't. Often because of our sin nature, like Peter, when he took his eyes off of Jesus and focused on the storm, that he was walking on top of the water. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about it. All of a sudden, he became to be self-focused and fearful. And he took his eyes off of Jesus. What happened? He began to sink. And he cried out. And he cried out to Jesus. And Jesus reached out his hand and he saved him. Just like Peter, when he began to sink and he cried out and reached out his hand, Jesus reached out to save him. When we fall because we take our eyes off of Jesus and his finished work on the cross and place them on the storms of life or the mountains we're believing God to move in our lives, we end up sinking down in our sin nature. Maybe self-absorption, self-focus, you know, whatever. There's a whole bucket of opportunities, which we were once walking on top of. But you know what? Just like Peter, we cry out. We cry out to Jesus, and he rescues us and forgives us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 10, he says, "If we claim to be not a sinker," if we claim to be someone who doesn't fall, if we claim to be someone who does not sink, who did not fall, who does not sin, he says, we make Jesus out to be a liar. But he also says that if we confess our sins, if we cry out, "I've sinned, my sin nature, I've given into it," he says he's faithful and just and will forgive us from all the sin. He'll rescue us from our fall and purify us from all the dirtiness and the uncleanness and the unrighteousness. And he goes on to say, and if we claim we have not sinned, we have not fallen, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in us. So what does this all mean? Those who walk with God, who have received the gift of righteousness spoken of in Romans chapter 5, fall to sin. But they understand the gift of God, that Jesus is the high priest who is able to empathize with our weaknesses. He was tempted in every way, yet without sin. And now he's at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us so that we can go boldly before the throne of grace and cry out and say, "Help us," like Peter did when he was sinking in the water and Jesus reaches out his hand. But the wicked man stays in their sin, wants to sin, doesn't seek the Lord's mercy, grace, or forgiveness, and even justifies their actions and say, "This is not sin at all." Today's wisdom moment, Proverbs 24, 15 through 16. Do not lie in wait like an outlaw against a righteous man's house. Do not raid his dwelling place. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down by calamity. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.